Time now for your comments. Morning Edition received several emails critical of last week's interview with Curtis Ganz of the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate. Elizabeth Schirmer of Seattle says she was extremely offended when Ganz said absentee voting is for lazy middle class and upper middle class Americans. She writes, "From Mr. Ganz's ivory tower, he clearly does not see that a lot of people have long commutes and rigid work and family schedules that keep them busy during the typical polling place hours." Another listener, Maureen Drotleff of Orinda, California, writes, "Were it not for absentee voting, I would probably not vote in most elections. Whatever can be done to make life's responsibilities easier should be studied, perhaps even by Mr. Ganz's group." A clarification in Ina Jaffe's story on Arnold Schwarzenegger's growing role in California politics, she identified California as the largest state in the country. Listener Mark Stibich writes, "Has California recently tripled in size? Perhaps they've purchased large areas of Mexico." Alaska still is the largest state with about 572,000 square miles, followed by Texas at roughly half the size, and then California, which is the state with the largest population. Listener Andrew Peacock criticized commentator Sharon Mashavi's statements on the Japanese tendency to hide their anger. Mashavi lives in Tokyo and says she argues and gets angry when she thinks she's right, which led her to stomping furiously out of a bank after an argument. Peacock writes, "My wife and I were appalled at the commentator who deliberately tried to anger her bank manager for 45 minutes. With ambassadors of this type representing the USA, it's not surprising that much of the rest of the world hates us. She shows no respect for the culture of the country of which she is a guest." My interview with Johnny Cash helped some listeners through their Election Day hangover. Listener Amelia Woolams says that as a self-proclaimed Georgia Democrat, she was feeling pretty depressed on November 6th. She writes that my interview with Cash was a good antidote, saying, "Somehow hearing Mr. Cash finish with a refrain of 'We'll meet again' seemed especially appropriate and cheering. Thanks for the lift." Bill Hart of West Friendship, Maryland, also enjoyed the interview but found an error in Cash's statement that the song, "We'll Meet Again," was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Ross Parker and Huey Charles wrote the song, and British singer Vera Lynn recorded it just after the beginning of World War II in September 1939. The song later became the title for a 1942 movie in which Lynn starred. Send your comments to morning@npr.org.